$1,000 cash at Hollywood Casino Perryville Saturday, July 28th at 11 p.m. plus up to $1,000 slot play from 6 to 10 p.m. Start earning entries now. Get 5x entries Monday and Thursdays only at Hollywood Casino Perryville. With your updates every 20 minutes on the Norris and Davis Show, I'm Jerry Coleman.
It's easy to be a part of the Norris and Davis Show. Call 410-583-1057. Text 84-33-26. Email ed at 1057thefan.com. Steve at 1057thefan.com. Norris and Davis in the morning on 1057 The Fan.
Ray Rice is signed, sealed, and delivered. 5 years, $40 million. Of course, players start reporting next week for training camp. Next on the to-do list for the Ravens is Joe Flacco. If you want to join us about that, 410-583-1057. We're going to talk with Ben Ryder from SportsIllustrated.com in just a second about the Orioles and Major League Baseball and the trade deadline. Before we do that, a couple shovels of wisdom. Let's grab Malik in Parkville. Go ahead, Malik.
What's up? Yeah, I've been meaning to do this for a while. It's kind of bold for me to do this. But anyway, I want to give a shovel of wisdom to all those clowns, Baltimoreans, that walk around with their New York Yankees hat on. Even though they're on a hot winning streak and the Orioles are on a losing streak, I believe you should stand by your team no matter what. And I also want to give another one to all these clowns, Baltimoreans, that grew up here in Baltimore sitting in the roof for the Pittsburgh Squealers. Thanks for having me on. Go Ravens, go Orioles, and you have a nice day.
Thank you. Hey, we got a text message before from a guy who said he was driving around.
Yes, I saw that.
And the car in front of him had a bumper sticker, Steelers, Penguins, and Orioles.
Yeah, I don't know how people root for the Steelers here.
Text message here, shovel of wisdom to the NBA owners. You locked out players because of escalating contracts, yet this offseason they keep giving huge contracts to average players. I got a shovel of wisdom for the phone incident. Let's see, Mark and Hampstead, who's your shovel go to?
I got a tiny shovel and a large shovel. Tiny shovel goes out to Mark Reynolds. I'm going to give him a copy of Brooks Robinson's Third Base Is My Home. And my major shovel is, the goofball you had on from, I guess it was NFL, Benning the Jets. I don't know his last name. But me being a Steelers fan, by the way, I'm a Steelers, Caps, and Orioles. Going against Joe Flacco all the time, this guy needs to sit down, put on a seatbelt, batten down the hatches, and watch a few more Flacco versus the Steelers, because Flacco does a very good job against one of the toughest defenses. In the NFL, and he obviously cannot put Ryan. He can't put Ryan over Matt or Mike Flacco.
You mean Bucky Brooks? Are you thinking about? Okay.
Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. The Orioles lost last night. Disappointing.
Didn't lose.
You know, 19-7. They got hammered. Yeah. Now, Beach. If Mark Reynolds feels that ball, is it a different game? I don't know. But they're out of the first inning down 1-0 instead of 7-0.
That's tough to come back from. Seriously. That's like, come on.
Plenty of other guys had issues, right? They pitched 7 guys last night. 6 of the 7 guys gave up runs. Plenty of other guys had issues. But you look at this defense, continues to be a problem. The Orioles remain 3 games over 500, headed in the wrong direction. Let's bring in Ben Ryder from SportsIllustrated.com, joining us here in the Norris and Davis Show. Ben, give us your assessment of the Orioles. I suppose if we asked you about the Orioles 2 weeks ago, it would have been different now. But here they are, just a few games over 500. What do you think about this team?
You know, I'm sure that Mark Reynolds isn't the most popular person in Baltimore this morning, but I think to put a loss like last night on him is kind of ridiculous. You know, they gave up 19 runs. He had a 3-run homer. The problem, once again, has been the same problem it has been for the past few weeks, is that they just can't find anyone to settle down into that pitching staff, really. Miguel Gonzalez comes in, looks like he might take off, then has a rough patch. You know, obviously, Mattis sent down. You're not going to have a consistently winning team when you're just rotating guys through the rotation like that, trying to find an answer. And I think at this point, the Baltimore Orioles are kind of settling in to where they probably should be after a very impressive start.
Ben Ryder of SI.com joins us. So we kind of may feel the same way. A lot of people feel like they're kind of settling into who they really are, but they still are officially in contention. So should there be buyers at the trade deadline and try to, you know, make a run for this or not?
You know, I think that they could maybe try to add a pitcher or two, but I'm just not sure that one or two guys will be enough. You know, yeah, they're 3 games over 500, but if you look at their run differential, you know, they've allowed 55 more runs than they've scored.
Yeah.
which suggests that that record's a bit lucky. You know, Toronto's down there 45-45. They've scored 23 more than they've allowed. So I think if you look at that run differential and you just really take a more wide-angle view of the team and the fact that it's not just one piece here or there in the rotation, I think they'd probably be better served to hang on to whatever pieces they might trade away at the deadline and continue to develop the pitchers they have in the system. You know, I'm one of those people that really thinks that one year something's going to click all at once for these guys like Arrieta and Tillman and Mattis and Britton.
Well, we thought maybe this was the year, yeah. And it doesn't look like this is the year. So
I
then
it might have been 2 years ago, but you know.
So then the question becomes, is it really going to click, or we're hanging on to guys? You know, these are the Rocky Coppingers and Matt Rileys who are just never going to make it. Now, who's out there as the trade deadline approaches here in a couple of weeks? Who's out there? Clearly, we're not going to be in the mix, it doesn't appear, for the Zach Greinke's of the world because we don't have enough to give up to go get them. So who's gettable for us? Pitching. And we probably need a corner. You know, we would very much benefit from going out and getting a third baseman.
Right. Well, pitching-wise, I think maybe, you know, a guy like Ryan Dempster's name is being tossed around. I think that a team like the Dodgers could really use him. I think he's actually going to be pretty heavily pursued.
Yeah, I don't think we have enough to get him.
No, maybe a guy like Francisco Liriano from the Twins, you know, who obviously still has that great stuff that he's always had. He's really been up and down. You know, I think we could throw out a lot of names out there. If you want to look at a guy like Ryan Roberts from the Diamondbacks who can play some third base. But again, I just think that, you know, any of these pieces the Orioles are going to get just won't be enough. It'll be kind of a futile effort for them at this point. I'm not saying they're dead by any means. You know, maybe things will turn around. Maybe they'll recapture that early season magic. But I don't think in their case, unlike the case of a team like maybe the Dodgers, or the Tigers, that a trade would be all that wise, at least a big one.
Ben Ryder, our guest on the Norris and Davis Show. What about the going forward? If we kind of, I mean, they're kind of banged up. I don't know what they're going to do the rest of this season. But we've got, you know, we just signed Jones to a long-term contract. You got Wieters, you got Markakis locked up. And, you know, we still have Dylan Bundy and Manny Machado, two of the best prospects in baseball. How do you see the Orioles going forward?
I think the future is bright. I think they still have that young core. You know, you mentioned Machado. He and Bundy really are. I mean, they're not just two very good prospects. You know, they're probably two of the top five prospects in all the minor leagues. Of course, the Orioles have been down this road before with some names that we just discussed. But they are certainly reasons to feel optimistic. Bundy's just an incredible talent. Machado's kind of this, you know, hate to say his name down there, but he's kind of Alex Rodriguez type potentially. Maybe not quite that much power, but that kind of player. And then you look at the core, you know, Wieters is only 26. I'm sure everyone down there has heard this before, but, you know, Wieters is only 26. Jones is only 26. You know, the pieces are there to build around. It's really a matter, as it has been for a long time, of seeing if those pitchers are going to come through and upon this, or whether you're going to have to blow it up. And also, if, you know, four highly regarded pitchers don't come through all at once, I think that the Orioles are going to have to start looking at it as perhaps a systemic issue. You know, not what's wrong with these pitchers, but what's wrong with them that they are not properly developing these guys into what they should become.
Talking with Ben Ryder from SI.com. Just out of curiosity here, Steven Strasburg, everybody keeps talking, you know, here the Nationals are one of the best teams in the National League. And everybody keeps talking about apparently the innings limit of somewhere between 160 and 170 innings. Can they really shut him down if they're in it in September? I mean, it seems like by all accounts, that's exactly what they're going to do.
That's what they're saying. You know, I think it would probably be one of the more controversial moves in, you know, recent baseball history, really. If, you know, they're in first place going into the playoffs and they haven't managed this thing in such a way that he'll be able to pitch in October. You know, he's at 105 now. That puts him on track to go way over that. I think the best-case scenario for them is that they kind of extend this lead in the NL East. You know, they're up by 2.5 on Atlanta right now. They've got, like, a 3-game lead on the second wild card race, on the second wild card spot. If they can extend that lead to 5 or 6, in the last month and a half, maybe they can start throwing him out there once every 10 days. You know, they put John Lannon, who they've kind of been holding on to in Triple A all year, you know, bring him up, you know, maybe punt a few games even, just to make sure that they do have Strasburg in October. I think it would be a terrible case of mismanagement to have such a concrete deadline and then have a team that is playoff caliber and not be able to have Steven Strasburg pitch there. I think they can manage it so that he'll be available.
Ben, thanks a lot for the time. We appreciate it very much. You can check Ben out at sportsillustrated.com. Thanks, Ben.
My pleasure, guys.
The problem with the whole Strasburg thing is, as he just said, if you